This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Primary election season comes to an end tomorrow. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. for in-person voting. If you have a mail-in ballot, it must be postmarked by tomorrow, and it has to get to the election authority within 2 weeks. You can also just take your mail-in ballot to a polling place and vote in person if you prefer to do that. By this time on Wednesday, we'll know which Republican candidate gets to challenge incumbent Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, and we'll know which Republican incumbent will get the nomination for the 15th congressional district. That's where Congresswoman Mary Miller is taking on Congressman Rodney Davis. Miller got a boost, presumably, to her campaign over the weekend when former President Donald Trump appeared at a rally for her in Mendon, Illinois, which is a small town outside of Quincy. We're going to talk about that in the time we have remaining with Alex Degman, who's a State House reporter for public radio stations across Illinois. Alex, welcome to the 21st show.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Also, Harrison Malkin covers politics and is the democracy reporter for our home station, Illinois Public Media in Urbana. Harrison, welcome to you as well.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be here.
So, Alex, we don't have a lot of time, but what first drew your attention when you got to the rally? What was set the scene for us?
Well, I think what set I noticed overall was just the sheer size of the crowd, despite how hot it was. It was probably mid to upper 90s with oppressive humidity throughout the entire day until everybody was chased out of the fairgrounds after the event was over by a severe thunderstorm. There wasn't really a whole lot of shade, and there were plenty of people that had to be treated by EMS throughout the day, and yet they were there to see President Trump. He has among the most dedicated fan, or I guess you could say fan base, you could say base of supporters, and Mary Miller did benefit from that, because out of all the people that I talked to, they, most of them mentioned that they will vote for Mary Miller because that's who Trump supports.
Harrison, yeah, what about you? What conversations did you have with the supporters, the fans? I guess Trump is a celebrity as well as a former politician.
Yeah, so I was denied credentials even though I applied over 5 days ago.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it didn't stop me from covering the rally with Alex. And so I joined the Trump supporter line, waited about an hour to get in. But I got close and I spent time with a family from Quincy, and they were really excited to be there. They had huge energy. They were happy I was there. And because I was there alone, they kept forcing me closer and closer. So I ended up getting a really good view. But from our conversation, they were both angry about the state of the country. Inflation was a major concern, especially gas prices, which we know about. But they were also, they were excited about where they're from. They mentioned that Obama was there, I think 4 or 5 years ago. So they said people come to Quincy. So they felt really proud as well.
Interesting. So you went the not in the media pen route of covering these things. Interesting.
Yeah,
all right. And I know this there were a lot of characters. Our time is short, so we're not going to get to spend too much time on the characters from the Trump cinematic universe who were there. Representative Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman from Colorado. The MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, I saw he was there. But really, this was about Mary Miller, the Congresswoman. Alex, briefly, how did Trump's endorsement of her go?
It was received very well. President Trump came out onto the stage and he threw out a bunch of Make America Great Again hats and stopped and waved at people and talked to people. And then from there on out, it was on. As soon as he mentioned that Mary Miller is the person that you need to vote for to stop, I think he said a crazy Nancy Pelosi and mentioning some of his favorite politicians in Washington. He said, if you want to stop them, this is the woman that you need to vote for to help that happen. And they responded. They cheered very loudly. And like I mentioned, it seems like everybody in that crowd was very much ready to vote for Miller.
And speaking of Miller, I mean, she not everything went smoothly for her. She made national headlines for something her campaign says was a misread of her script. Let's listen to a clip.
President Trump, on behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
Yeah, you heard that right. She said a victory for white life. Soon after those remarks, a campaign spokesman said she misspoke. She meant to say a victory for right to life, not white life. But she has, she was infamously last year made a comment about Hitler was right on one thing. He said, whoever has the youth has the future. Harrison, what was the reaction in the crowd when she made that comment? Did people pick up on it?
No, interestingly enough, it wasn't until after the rally when I was talking to Alex that we both saw on Twitter that this is what she said. So I didn't catch it. I really don't think people around me did. But I do think as reporters, it's important to cover what she did say. And that's what she said.
Sure, absolutely. And Alex, Rodney Davis was quickly out with the reaction that that's her opponent. And maybe you can just speak briefly in the time we have remaining about his reaction to that comment, as well as just his reaction to her being endorsed by Trump. Rodney's had a Congressman Davis has had a troubled relationship. He unendorsed Trump in 2016, said he couldn't vote for either of the major candidates. Then he was his co-chair in 2020. Where does this leave him?
Yeah, well, Davis's campaign was out pretty quickly, calling Miller's comments a pattern of disturbing behavior and said point blank that she's not fit to hold public office. And she herself has not addressed the controversy so far, but shortly after the speech, she posted some social media posts with pictures of her and her grandchildren, plus a right to life spelled out in capital letters. Now, Davis's relationship.
And some of those grandchildren appear to be people of color, we should say. So for what that's worth. Yeah.
Right. So, his reaction to the endorsement was just to say, because he knew this was coming. Obviously, he made his endorsement in January. He just reiterated that he has worked with Trump a lot over his presidency to accomplish a lot of goals. In fact, he voted alongside Trump 88% of the time when Trump was president. But where he didn't align with Trump was whether to contest the results of the 2020 presidential election and whether to create the January 6th Select Committee. So those two points are really pushing Davis away from the more ardent Trump supporters.
Harrison, about 30 seconds left. There's another big race that may have gotten a boost. Not that it necessarily needed it. It's kind of running to the front of a parade. But Trump got involved in the governor's race as well, right?
He did. So he officially endorsed Darren Bailey. I met Bailey last week in Monticello, and it was the morning. It was a Monday, and there was a big crowd. And so people were excited at the Trump rally. I think, just like Alex said, if it's Trump's endorsement of somebody, the base is behind it. So I think it's a big push for Bailey, and it seems like he's the front runner.
Yeah, well, we'll all know for sure, presumably on Wednesday, assuming there's a big enough gap that we don't have to wait for more mail-in ballots to come in. Briefly, Alex, where are you going to be on election night tomorrow night?
Well, I will be somewhere in Quincy. The Mary Miller campaign hasn't confirmed a location yet, but it's going to be somewhere around
so
there.
So you're on Miller. And Harrison, where are you tomorrow night?
So I'll be at Rodney Davis headquarters in Taylorville.
All right. Well, we will look forward to your coverage. Alex Degman, Harrison Malkin, thanks so much for being with us on the 21st show. That is all the time we have for today. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will be back with you again tomorrow. Do remember, go vote. This is your time to make your voice heard in our democracy. Get out there and vote. Thanks for listening.